When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, Cleveland!
Happy New Year and welcome to a special edition of Too Much Effing Perspective. I'm your host, Alan Keller, comedy writer in LA and lead singer of the least heralded Chicago band, The Falling Willendas.
And I'm your co-host, Alex Hoffman, former tour manager for Radiohead and a bunch of other bands, and former lead singer of the least heralded Milwaukee band, The Vainglorious. And before we get to rolling out new episodes for 2024 with guests like legendary police member Stuart Copeland, Devo co-founder Jerry Casale, actress Amy Brenneman from The Old Man, and others, we're going to take a look back at the music event for 2023.
You mean when Snoop Dogg quit weed?
No.
Well, then you mean Andre 3000 coming out with a flute album, right?
No, Alan.
All right, then you gotta mean when a fan threw their mom's ashes on the stage at a Pink show.
No, and no. I'm talking about Taylor Swift's Eras Tour.
Oh, duh. Yeah, okay. Taylor pretty much owned 2023. And although I'm not the demographic for her music, she seems like a pretty amazing person.
Yeah.
I mean, I think my only nit with her is she hasn't agreed to be on our podcast yet.
Right. Of course, we haven't asked, and she's been kind of busy, but never say never. And if the stories we've heard after a couple of years of doing this show are any indication, a tour that large and that complicated undoubtedly had its fair share of Spinal Tap moments. But we'll never really know until we talk with Taylor. Or will we?
You did uncover a few of those moments via your friend, Tae Eiler Swift, who actually did agree to be on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
No problem, Tae Eiler. It's a pleasure even having us simulated you on the show.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, hi, Alex. I've really admired your work on the show.
And what about me, Tae Eiler?
Alex, from what I've observed, you don't need this bozo.
Wait, what?
In fact, you should go solo, like I did when I broke free from Destiny's Child.
Okay, that was Beyonce. Jeez, Alex, your Tae Eiler Swift is pulling a HAL 9000 computer on us here.
Daisy, give me your answer, do.
Alex, you better pull the plug on this thing before she sinks the show and sends us marooned out in outer space.
In audio outer space?
Yeah.
In AI speak, Alan, this is called hallucinating. This happens, so don't worry about it. But I gotta say, she did have a point.
Yeah, right, whatever. Anyway, we'd like to dedicate this special episode to the Swiffers in our fan base.
That's Swifties, Alan. Swiffers are reusable mops.
Oh, well, she did mop up over $1 billion on this tour. But I'm not implying she soaked her fans either.
Oh, bro.
Because you went with your family and felt you got your money's worth, right?
Yeah, I mean, if a sing-along with 70,000 of your closest friends is your idea of fun, then yeah, it was epic. And the show we attended in Seattle had the Swiftquake, which registered 2.3 on the Richter scale. So it was truly a moving experience.
Nice. So let's just go to our countdown of the top five Spinal Tap moments from Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. Take it away, Tae Eiler.
At number five, my haunted piano incident.
Woo. Oh my. Do you hear that? Is that happening for you too? Okay, I'm just gonna do another song guitar. That's insane.
At number four, messing up lyrics like only I can do.
Oh my God, now I have to do it again on the tour.
At number three, I give a rogue security guy heck.
You can swear on our show, Tae Eiler.
Hell.
This is the
And number two, I'm having an argument with my hair, which kept blowing in my fucking face.
Okay, all right. Let's not get carried away here. This isn't a Chiefs game, Tay Eiler.
Excuse me. This is unacceptable. There are 73,000 people here.
And the top Spinal Tap moment from my Eras tour is swallowing a bug.
None of you saw that.
Whoa. So there you go. I hope all our Swiffers enjoyed that.
Swifties.
Whatever. The five Spinal Tap moments from Taylor Swift's record-breaking Eras Tour with the help of Tay A. Eiler. I hope you loved it.
Yeah, and as the father to a pair of Swifties, I can say this tour definitely lived up to the hype. It goes to show how much hard work and planning the real Taylor Swift and her team put into making it a truly memorable experience for fans. In fact, there were very few stories we could find about things that actually went wrong. That is, after the ticket sales meltdown that led to a congressional investigation. So we simply want to say well done to all involved.
And really, listeners, thanks for joining us on our final look back at 2023 and all the support you've given us this year. Alex and I hope you enjoyed our second full year as a show.
And a very special thank you to all of our guests from 2023, Superchunk's Mac McCon, Soul Asylum's Dave Perner, Heart's Nancy Wilson, Cream Magazine's CEO John Martin, Tommy Stinson from The Replacements, Mudhoney's Steve Turner, Jeremiah Freights from The Lumineers, Amit Zappa, Rhys Darby from Our Flag Means Death, and of course, Flight of the Conchords, Big Thief's Buck Meek, comedian Rebecca Corey, Avenged Sevenfold's Johnny Christ, and the many, many musicians and artists who contributed to our QuickTap episodes, as well as the PR reps, the managers, the assistants, and others who helped us put it all together.
Yes.
We are really grateful for all the wonderful collaboration. And if you missed any of them, you can find all of our episodes wherever you listen to podcasts.
So join us next week to kick off another celebrity-stocked year of Spinal Tap moments on your favorite podcast and mine, Too Much Effing Perspective.
Although it would be as great as having armadillos in our trousers, this podcast is not affiliated with This Is Spinal Tap, and no person or entity connected with the film has sponsored or endorsed its content. This podcast is not affiliated, sponsored, or licensed by Authorized Spinal Tap LLC or Century of Progress Productions. Too Much Effing Perspective is a Milwaukee Talkies original.
Welcome to us talking about our podcast for a minute.
What's the name of that podcast?
That's Axe to Grind. And right now you're going to be getting a little taste of it, right down to the shaky microphone and all.
And my name's Bob.
And my name's Patrick. And usually we're joined by Tom.
Tom's the best. Tom has a real grown-up job that requires him to be at work. But we talk about decidedly not so grown up things like
hardcore music and things that people that like hardcore music tend to like.
So that could be the latest shows, revisiting classic material, talking about the new classics, all the little dorm room nonsense that you imagine from a niche music podcast that you either love, want to love, or hate.
Yeah, imagine all the emotions that you have towards a genre that has impacted your life, and then condense them down to an hour to 2 hours a week.
So triangulate your speakers, think about jumping off the bed, singing along, dancing like an idiot, and listen to Axe to Grind Podcast.
Evergreen Podcast Network.